Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a light of BKNW. Okay, so tonight, Bezram, we're going to be continuing Simon Shin Chaf Hei, and we are going to be doing Seif in Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. This is page 314 in the Mishnah Berurah, page Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So we are up to Seif Beis. What we learned about, and again, this is the Simon about an Einu Yehudi that does Melacha for Yisrael. So we learned about yesterday how if you have something in your Chatzar, you shouldn't give it to an Einu Yehudi to take out of the Chatzar, and there are several issues that could be involved. Number one is that you're doing an Akira and he's doing an Anacha, but also that it looks like you're asking him to do Malacha for you, so it's a Maris Ha'ayin on that. So says in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, Heichadiku Mishum Darkei Shalom Abeinu Yehudi Alam. Let's say it's Darkei Shalom issue, where the Einu Yehudi is a powerful person and he's expecting to be able to carry the stuff out of the Chatzer, then you're allowed to give it to him or send it to him, send something through the Einu Yehudi out of the Chatzer. Says Ramav, or if it's a tzorach mitzvah, for example, to get chametz out of your house on Pesach, you're also allowed to have an Einu Yehudi take it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kontes, Mishum Darkei Shalom, what would be an example of Darkei Shalom? Kigon, Einu Yehudi Shachalav, a Shalach Acher Machal Yisrael. You have an Einu Yehudi who's sick and he needs food that you have to nurse him back to health. So it's Darkei Shalom to let the Einu Yehudi take the food out of the Chatzer. Obe Einu Yehudi Alam, Umevakish Chafatzav, he's a strong guy and he wants what he needs. He's not going to kill you, but he's going to intimidate you. So then you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to let him take stuff out of the chatzer. And then the Rama said, "And the huah din l'tzarich mitzvah. V'yavta asulitein len yudim yodeish yotiach chafatzim beisalurish esram b'shabes hafshalok b'shlichus Yisrael v'kolchkein k'shu b'shlichus." So even though you're not allowed to give him, hand him something that you know he's going to take out of your house into the rishas harabim, even if you don't ask him to do so, and certainly if you're asking him to do so, the reason we're so makel over here when it's l'tzarech mitzvah is that he's not taking it to Rosh Hashanah because we don't have a Rosh Hashanah midor raisa. So at worst, it's a shvus to shvus. It's a mir l'nachri to take out to an area that's on Rosh Hashanah midor raisa anyway. So shvus to shvus, we're makel b'makom mitzvah or mipnei darkei shalom. But even so, you shouldn't be the one to put it in his hand, because then you are the one that did the Akira, so you're doing half of the Malacha. It's just as easy to ask him to pick it up himself. And even if the Einu Yehudi asks that you put it into his Kelim, so just put it in, ask him to put it down in the house, and you pour the stuff into the kli, and then he'll pick up the kli once it's full. So you didn't do the akira because it was sitting on the ground, and he picked it up. Chametz mibeis. So the example of a tzorach mitzvah was to remove chametz from the house. Could go on erev Pesach shechal b'shabbes. You know, the example would be on erev Pesach shechal b'shabbes. Why do you say erev Pesach shechal b'shabbes? Maybe it is Pesach. So he says no, because chametz shel Yisrael on Pesach is not enough to have a guy take it out of the Jewish person's house, because you violate even if it's not in your house. You have to be mevayir it. But if you get it out of your house before Pesach starts, so then, okay, it's gone. It's in his rishos now. It's his. It's not mine anymore. So I'm allowed to give as a matana, to an Einu Yehudi. Rav Shechter says that he used to have a neighbor that enjoyed to drinking alcohol, and Pesach always comes almost every year quickly on the heels of Purim. So Rav Shechter gets a lot of shalach manos with a lot of alcohol that he doesn't drink. So every year he would give all of his schnapps to his neighbor, not like to buy a bag. He would just give it to his non-Jewish neighbor. He said the man died of liver disease, you know. He said, so he felt like he had a hand in that, perhaps. But okay, anyway. So Sif Gimel, Mutar Lahachliv Mashkon B'Shabbes Imhu Malbush. If let's say you're holding someone else's clothing as a mashkon, so you're allowed to switch it for him on Shabbos if it's a malbush. V'yotzienu Derech Malbush Kein Zemasu Mata, and then he'll take it out Derech Malbush. He'll put it on and he'll wear it out. And you can even do that with the Jewish person who's mashkon you're holding, if he's going to wear it. So you're holding his kapata. He needs it to go impress somebody or whatever. So you can have him wear it out of your chatzer. It says Ramah, v'tov she'enu yudi kacha mashkon atzmo v'yaniach achar b'mekomo v'liga bo Yisrael. Better for the Einu Yehudi to take it himself and not for the Jew to touch it. Shloi yinira kinosi v'nosin. That it shouldn't look like you're you're doing business with him. And Simshin Zayin, we discuss if the NUD brings something, are you allowed to be makabelit? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Derech Malbush. If he's not going to wear it out, he's going to carry it out. So that's what we discussed earlier. That's what we discussed yesterday, that you're not supposed to let him carry things out of your chatzah because it looks like you asked him to do so. But if he's a strong guy, he's an intimidating person, and he doesn't want to wear it out, he wants to carry it out. So that's what we said in Sif Beis, that you're allowed to let him do that if he's a strong guy. The Aguda writes, let's say the guy owed you $1,000, so you were holding on to his beged, to this NUD's beged, because he owed you the money. So let's say on Shabbos he comes and he dumps the money in your chatzer and he wants his beged back. So that's also mutter, but don't touch the money and don't start making cheshbonos of counting it all out. You can just let him do what he does. However, the Eli Rabbi says, no, you can't let him leave money. If he's putting money down in your chatzer and taking back his beged, that looks a lot like masu umatan. So the only way to be makel in something like that is if he's an intimidating NUD. But if you might lose out, because let's say the mashkin you're holding on to is only worth $500, but he owes you $1,000, so if you don't take the money today, you don't know when your next chance of getting that money is, and the mashkin that you have is only going to cover half of the chov, so it might be a hefsid. Then we can rely on the Magen Avraham against the Eli Rabba, who is machmir, that it looks like masu matan. Velo yiga. When it comes to switching, the Jew shouldn't touch anything. Not the old mashkon, not the new mashkon. But if it's a Jew, then you could touch it. Because by a Jew, it doesn't look like masu matan. It looks like it's just a loan. If the NUD comes to take his mashkon and you don't trust him, you can't have someone else become co-signer, to become an Arev, take responsibility for him. To make yourself an Arev on Shabbos is a violation of Mimso Chefzucha. And then finally, Sif Dalit. If a guy bakes bread for himself on Shabbos, let's assume it's not a problem of Pasakum because it's Paspalter or whatever. So the guy is breaking bread for himself on Shabbos. Yesh osim v'yesh matirim. Some say you're allowed to eat it, some say you're not allowed to eat it. U'bishasat chak, o letzorech mitzvah, kigon sudas brismila, letzorech birchsamotzi. If you need it for a mitzvah, you need for a motzi, you need for lachamishnah, you need it for a brismila. So it could be somech on those who are makel. Says Rama, "Avolosolit in the most mayor of Shabbos sheet and la pas b'Shabbos does a day disol gavid. You can't pay him on erev Shabbos for him to bake for you on Shabbos because then he's clearly baking a day to Israel. We already discussed you could pay on erev Shabbos maybe to pick up food that he's cooking and baking that other people are cooking and baking before Shabbos. That Jews are cooking and baking before Shabbos. You do that to the restaurants that are open and things like that where you prepay. In like Miami and places in Eretz Yisrael." Places like that, but to have the guy bake for you on Shabbos because you prepaid for him to bake, that for sure you can't do. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Tazayin, Yesh Osrim, what's the Isser? Why, if he bakes for himself, why would anyone hold that it's Osir for you to eat it? So Shema Isa Ben Hashmashos Kemacho Isa Shein Roy Lachos V'Iskatzei Ben Hashmashos. First of all, it might have been Muksa during Ben Hashmashos because if it was still flour or it was still just a whole kernel grain, then it's a Muksa. V'afilum Nomer Dayu Aschitim Droy Lachos, and even if it was wheat that is edible to chew on, it's gone through a total panim chadashos ba'olakan. It's a completely new thing. Now it's bread, so it's nolad. It's a brand new entity, so that's going to be mukta. Others say that it's also for a different reason. That you might ask him to be mevashel if you see that this relationship works. Even though if a guy lights a candle for his own light, you're allowed to enjoy that light, and we don't make a gezeira that you might come to ask him to turn on the lights. People are more anxious about getting food than they are about getting light. So it's more of a reason to make a gezeira that you might come to ask him to bake for you than that you might come to ask him to light a candle for you. Even though, so in the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shulchan Shlomo that people don't like sitting in the dark. They're very lahut after or. So he says, but Adlakas Ner is different than Achila because once he lights a Ner, so you don't really care about having another Ner. As opposed to by Achila, one Achila often is Gorer, another Achila. What's your appetite and it makes you more in the mood to eat more. Because of Magen Rabbah Sim Tavkuf Yudzayin, the Medivrei Mechaber Shal Mashmat Tzvilei Ketam Hazeh, sounds like the Mechaber holds that the reason to Aser is this reason, is that you might come to ask him to do it for you. But V'yesh Matirim, those that are Matir, why? D'lo Mechalki Ben Midi D'Bar Achila L'Av Bar Achila, Kiven Shem Mikol Makom Asol B'Shvil Atzmo. It doesn't matter whether it's a food or not a food, he did it for himself. U'lin Mukza Sfir Lehu, Kiven Shem Yichol, meaning it's just like asking him to turn on a light. It's just like when he turns on a light for himself, it's Mutter. When he bakes bread for himself, it's Mutter. I, what about the Mukza issue? It's not muksa because you always knew the whole time that the guy might bake it on Shabbos, meaning even though it was a kernel, it was flour. The only reason a flour is muksa for us is because we can't do anything with it, but the guy can do something with it, so that's not going to be muksa. If an Eved Yisrael bakes or cooks on Shabbos, even for himself, even if it's the first time he's ever been in your home, and he has no idea if you're going to eat from it or not. It's absolutely awesome to eat from that because then you're going to encourage him to do it again. We said, what's the you live in a village all by yourself, where you can't get bread from anybody else. You don't have a neighbor that you can go get an extra challah roll from. But don't call him to your house to pay him, because then it's Mecca Chumemkar. If you paid him already on Erev Shabbos, that's for sure going to be Aser. So we learned three things tonight. First, we learned that for Darkei Shalom, or for an intimidating Einu Yehudi, you can allow the Einu Yehudi to take things from your property, since even directly asking is only a Shvus, is only Shvus to Shvus, because there's no Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, but you shouldn't do the Akira yourself. Let him pick it up. And then we said, the second thing we learned is that you can give a mashkon back to an Einu Yehudi if he takes it out b'derech malbush. But there is a machlokas achronim whether you can allow him to leave money for it. If it's going to be makom efsid, we can rely on those that are makel on that. And then the third thing we learned is that there's machlokas rishonim if you're allowed to eat bread that a nachri bakes for himself. The two reasons to say usher is either that the flour was muksa when Shabbos started, or that you might come to ask him. But we're mekel b'shasat chak or litzarech mitzvah. Okay, but tomorrow, from a remote location, Muncie, very remote, I'll pick up in Sif Hei.